I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to a fresh week of quizzing. This week's guest is the presenter Katie Puckrick, who has an excellent new history podcast called We Didn't Start the Fire. We're going to talk about that later. Katie is also a woman who enjoys yoga. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
Look at us in a room together.
I am so overexcited just because I'm within sniffing distance of another human being.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. Obviously 2 meters away. So we've got 12 general knowledge questions. Let's quiz, Katie. Question number one. St. Stephen's Day is better known as what bank holiday?
The bank holiday where you can lie around and eat crisps.
Otherwise known as?
Make your belly fat day. I don't know.
You do, right?
In America, we consider it a day. We're a little more casual. We call it St. Steve.
But
St. Steve Day.
But wait a minute. Actually, this is a big point because do you have Boxing Day?
No.
Oh my God, is it just us?
Yes. Boxing Day is just so weird. So to Americans, we think, oh, British people are so hardcore. They hit each other the day after Christmas. They put on their boxing gloves. They bash the shit out of each other because they didn't like their Christmas presents.
No, we just get fat and drink alcohol.
Okay. Oh, so I was on the... It is Boxing Day and it was... Totally. I was correct about lying around and getting fatter.
Completely. I was like, she's talking about the right day. Correct answer, Boxing Day. And you don't have an official name for it at all in America.
No, we call it the day after Christmas. And then the next day is 2 days after Christmas until we get back to Christmas again.
Like normal people.
Yeah.
Question number two. Does an epilogue come at the beginning or end of a book?
Oh, thank goodness I know this one. It comes at the end.
It absolutely does come at the end. We all know what comes at the beginning. The
prologue.
Prologue. Question number three. Arborio, Carnaroli, and Violoni Nano are all varieties of what Italian food?
Oh my God. Head cheese?
Head cheese?
I don't know. I'm just being filthy. Italian, I just want to say pasta.
The correct answer is rice.
Oh, whatever.
Arborio, right.
It's starch. Don't get, persnickety on me here.
A wonderful word, persnickety. Question number four. Which of these video game consoles was first released? PS3 or Xbox 360?
Why are you boring me with these questions or else revealing my stupidity? I don't appreciate either one. Wait, which is the first one?
Xbox 360 or PS3?
I would say it's a lower number came out first, PS3.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Xbox 360. It came out in 2005. The PS3 came out in 2007. Do you not have any hungry, needy nieces and nephews that like either?
We're not that kind of family.
they're not getting video games.
No. No.
Question number five. In what year did the indoor smoking ban come into effect in the UK?
None too soon is the correct answer. And another potentially correct answer could be...
Do you remember where you were?
1999. Prince!
Remember London being smokier for longer.
I'll tell you what happened. I left London to move to Los Angeles in 1999, and I came back in 2012. So I would say, as
happened
far as,
while you were away. Let's say that.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to say 2005.
Oh, 2007.
Whatever.
Question number 6. Alphabetically, what is the last U.S. state?
Xavier. I know what this answer is. West Virginia.
Oh, it's not, Katie.
What? Wyoming, I mean.
It is Wyoming.
Whatever.
I really feel like I have to give Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm so sad. I'm a sad apple. I'm not good at quizzes. I am good at complaining, though.
Well, music is tomorrow, so we're just going to get you through general knowledge.
All right.
Question number 7. In Spanish, what public building is a comisaria? Did that sound a bit Italian?
Yeah, but it's all Greek to me. I would say like a commissary, like where you eat. So like a lunchroom, a cafeteria.
The correct answer is a police station.
Why do they call it a commissary if you're going to go and eat in the...
I think it does sound a little too nice, doesn't it? I'd go if someone said, you want to come to the commissary? I'd be like, yeah!
Yeah, don't stick with me if you're in trouble with the law, because I'll take you right there thinking I'm taking you out to lunch.
Yeah, you take us to lunch. Question number 8. Black Velvet is a cocktail combining Guinness and which other drink?
Black Velvet.
Do you drink? Do you like cocktails?
I used to love cocktails when I was young and dumb. Mm. Now I'm a little more standardized. I'm just a martini.
Me too.
A vodka martini girl.
Oh, me too.
Dry. But the thing with the thing, so we're talking about Guinness and we're talking about velvetiness. Ugh, what? A drink that you would ruin Guinness with. Beer, lager?
The correct answer is champagne.
Okay.
So let me know if you pour yourself one of those bad boys anytime soon.
That's ruining two drinks in one beverage to make you barf.
Question number 9. How many squares are on a chessboard?
64.
Correct, absolutely.
What? Oh, you know what? I'm just going to brag because I got so many wrong. I did math inside my head. I was like the woman in Queen's Gambit. I looked up at the ceiling and I saw a living chessboard. I saw some dancing pawns and knights, horses, queens, and I just quickly counted them.
And it was blooming right.
Yeah,
so
and
please.
I don't play chess, so I am an idiot savant.
Look at that. Question number 10, Katie, for 1 point, can you name a country outside of Europe that borders only one other country?
A country outside Europe that borders only one other country?
Exactly that.
The short answer is no, and then the long answer is no.
I think about where you're from.
Okay. Where am I from? Canada!
Yay!
I'm from America, and I thank you for that help.
You're so welcome. You could have also had Brunei, Katie, Dominican Republic, the Gambia, East Timor, Haiti, South Korea, Papua New Guinea, and Qatar. Oh, and Lesotho.
God. Gambia, that is one of those funny-shaped countries. It's like it just got the leftovers of what the other countries felt like. Yeah, we don't need that 5 yards. And then Gambia ended up with
call
like,
it Gambia.
Yeah, it's like Gambia is like, thanks for the like finger-shaped country or whatever it is.
It is a bit of a weird splodge. Question number 11. For 2 points, Katie, apart from the Williams sisters, can you name a women's singles champion at Wimbledon since 2000? So in the last 20 years.
The general knowledge, I'm really bad at it. It makes me wonder what I do know about. Like, probably nothing.
No, get ready for tomorrow. Just you get ready
okay.
for tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for crushing my confidence, Makita. So I would say a lady who is a champion in the last 20 years, they all have like multi-syllabic names from Slavic countries.
That's what I've got in front of me.
Which, like, names like Anna, blah, 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 or la 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 la. Anyway, the only one I really know is Martina Navratilova, and I don't know if she's from the olden days, though.
So I think she's a bit of the bit too olden days.
Yeah, I'm not up with the kids, I'm afraid.
It's okay.
It's like Anna Zimlala. I don't know.
We've got a Maria Sharapova, is maybe who you meant.
No, I didn't really mean
Amelie
her.
Amelie Maresmo.
I didn't mean her either.
Petra Kvitova.
I didn't think of her.
Marion Bartoli.
Neither of her.
Garbinia Muguruza. That's probably who
bless
you meant.
Bless you. Bless you. Oh, what? No.
And, of course, Angelique Kerber and Simona Halep.
Naturally, yeah. It's not my sport, I'm afraid. I'm in it for the strawberries and tennis.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Final question on your general knowledge. Just get out of this alive, Katie.
Yeah.
For 3 points, can you name 3 of the faces carved into Mount Rushmore? Come on. There you go.
All right. Thomas Jefferson George Washington.
Yep.
And
go on, finish it off. You can.
There's a man. His got a very rocky. It's not. Is it? It's not Lincoln, is it? They just.
It absolutely is Lincoln.
Okay.
So Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and George Washington make up Mount Rushmore. Thank you, Katie. 7 points. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
Oh, we're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
I was going to say, do you enjoy a quiz? But I guess no, not really.
No, they make me anxious. I feel so surprised and overjoyed if I actually get an answer right. And I know a lot of stuff. I just don't know the stuff that you guys think I should know.
But the chess moment was a highlight. So I liked the way your brain worked in that moment.
Yeah, I did. I literally visualized the board. I did what Queen's Gambit Girl did. Maybe that's where my talents lie. I'm sort of I have to visualize it.
What year did you come to London?
1984.
Wow, that's a lot of years of pub quizzes in this country.
I don't go to those pub quizzes. I eschew them. I think I've been to one.
Wow. Managed to drag you to the only one?
I went to one in Los Angeles, and it was a friend who I'm not friends with anymore.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
In the wrong country with someone you no longer speak to.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on. Katie, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But before we go, here's a connector question for you at home, your first one of the week. Remember, there'll be 4 of these this week, and the answers all have a connection, which will be revealed on Friday. Your question is, what term is used for the number of strokes a golfer should require to complete a single hole? Katie's all over this one.
What? I'm just napping. I'm power napping right now. You said golf and I just went...
We're looking for what term is used for the number of strokes a golfer should require to complete a single hole. We'll be back tomorrow with Music Tuesday, which we believe Katie will excel at, and your second connector clue of the week. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.